The line between advertising and TV programming these days is blurry, to say the least. Nobody is surprised to see brands blatantly advertised in sitcoms, dramas, reality shows.
Oh, the Prius helps you stay in your lane.
These are first-class tickets on American Airlines. How did you afford them?
I am delighted to introduce Chris Webb, lead color designer for Saturn, who's here to tell you about your challenge.
Thanks, Tim. How you doing?
Nothing subtle about the placement of those products. They're clips from the TV shows Project Runway, Glee, and Bones. Turns out that kind of embedded name-dropping isn't enough for advertisers. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
The name of this show alone got our attention.
This is My Yard Goes Disney.
My Yard Goes Disney. In this reality show, designers from Disney theme parks do things to people's yards that make them really popular with their kids.
Our team of welders went to work, creating a Tinkerbell-inspired birdcage and swing.
So how did we get to the point where an entire TV series would shamelessly promote one corporation? Brian Steinberg, a writer for Advertising Age, says partly because people just aren't watching commercials anymore.
People are tired of seeing commercials. They see an awful lot of them, and now they have the means to avoid them with DVRs, when you watch on the web or iTunes. They know how to get rid of them or to avoid them or zap them out of existence.
So advertisers are looking for other ways to get their names out there.
I'm Bridget Nguyen, and today I'm at Pillsbury in Minneapolis.
On the Cooking Channel, there's a show that takes viewers inside the test kitchens of major food companies.
And the Pillsbury Bake Off Contest is a tasty American tradition.
From the Kitchens Of was developed in partnership with companies like Pillsbury and Hillshire Farms, says Michael Smith, the Cooking Channel's general manager.
The companies have always recognized that one of the best ways to move the needle with consumers is to show your products in a context where they're really engaged.
And then I have the Jimmy Dean Hearty Sausage Crumbles. Mm-hmm.
Smith says the advertisers share in the production costs. On top of that, they agree to buy advertising spots across the Cooking Channel's schedule. He says in focus groups, From the Kitchens Of gets high marks.
Only about a third of the people perceive the show as being an advertiser sponsored or advertiser paid for show. 65% thought it was just a regular cooking show.
The basic rules are you can't deceive consumers, and consumers must know when they're being advertised to.
Robert Weissman is president of Public Citizen, a Washington advocacy group. He's been arguing for years that when a company pays to have their products embedded into regular programming, there needs to be some kind of visible disclosure when those products appear. He says it's really troubling when shows that seem to be disguised as advertisements target children.
My Little Pony, My Little Pony.
This is a whole TV series built around My Little Pony toys. The series is on the new cable channel, The Hub. The Hub is a joint venture between Hasbro, the makers of My Little Pony, and Discovery Communications. Many of the shows are built around Hasbro products, like G.I. Joe and Scrabble. Weissman thinks the whole business is nefarious.
Because kids are much more vulnerable to advertising and marketing tricks. Young children particularly don't know that they're even being advertised to at all.
The Hub CEO, Margaret Lesh, was unavailable to record an interview, but in an email insists that these shows are entertainment, not commercials, and points out that virtually every successful children's TV show has had toys or merchandise attached to it. Meantime, the Cooking Channel is gearing up for another season of From the Kitchens Of. Michael Smith says all of the advertisers, from Kellogg's to Kenmore, are coming back. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.